What's up, patrons? I hope everybody's having a great day. First off, let me apologize for my voice. I did commentary. I'm recording this Sunday night, February 25th. I did commentary Saturday night, February 24th at the EWF show. Crowd was loud. Even with my headset, I was screaming all night long. There were some pretty emotional, high-intensity moments. And then I had to come back and preach at church this morning. And so my voice is shot. I'm on like my third cup of hot tea with honey. So I apologize if my voice goes in and out. That's just way it is. First of all, thanks. Thanks for your continued support of our show. It's humbling. I mean, it is super humbling that you've chosen to support us in this way. I cannot say thank you enough. Every day I am thinking, you know, what can we do to give our patrons the best value, the best experience, something that you're not going to get anywhere else. And so if you're a new patron, this is your first behind the scenes episode that you're able to listen to, you can go to your Patreon, patreon.com, log in. Then when you go on our page, you can see all the posts, you can see all the files, you can see anything that's locked. If you're logged into your Patreon account, you can unlock it and go back, you know, from the beginning and see stuff that we have done. If you're on Facebook, we add you to the Facebook group. You can see all the old videos there. So again, we're just trying to really give good value. I do try to, I call a lot of people. I do work the phones. I pound the pavement. I've been very blessed to build some great relationships. I do my best 100% of the time to protect my sources. I mean, it's not that hard to figure it out sometimes who my sources are, but that's just me. So anyway, hey, let's just jump right into this. So I said I was going to tell you about the upcoming main event that isn't going to happen. Here it is. One of the very first behind the scenes shows I told you. I said, I'm going to give you three names that could possibly be challenging Ken Magnum for the three count heavyweight title on March the 10th. So I gave you three names. One of those names was Jay Batista. Jay Batista had the nod. We had tried to work out a deal to bring in Batista last year. He was actually going to challenge Ken Magnum in December at our big show that got snowed out. So we were sticking with that. However, just licensing issues. I don't know what. I don't know all the details. I just know it's not going to be Jay Batista now. And at this time of the recording, 8:32 Sunday night, they still don't have an opponent in place for Ken Magnum. I am told it will probably be someone who has never competed in three count before, which is very intriguing to me. I'll be there that night at the three count show at Berea High School. Last week, I was pretty stoked to have the news about Trans South. I got news about another promotion, a promotion that I've talked about. We thought it was gone. We did not think it was coming back. But the rumblings have started. Nothing official yet, other than guys have been getting calls and guys have been getting booked for a show on Saturday, May 5th. And it's a show in Orangeburg, South Carolina. That's right. CWA is coming back. If you don't know the details, late last year, the last part half of 2017, the owner of CWA, the promoter, Roger Gleaton, just going through a divorce. And so by the time this show rolls around, you're looking at 10 to 12 months that CWA has been inactive, but it does appear calls are being made guys are being booked, and looks like CWA is coming back on Saturday, May 5th. As soon as I am 90% sure, which I'm already about 90% sure, but as soon as I get close to 100%, I will post it on the events page at DoubleDropKick.com. This is good news. Listen, the more places that guys have to work, the better. Because there are so many great wrestlers in the Carolinas. A lot of these young guys need more places to work. They need more opportunity. So that's a great thing. And speaking of a great thing, let me eat some crow here. Of course, I'm talking about the Old Crow Show. If you listened to Behind the Scenes last week, I told you that I did not think the show was going to happen. They were going through some channels to get a license and to get a permit for the show. And the avenues that they were going down, those doors had been closed. And it's like as soon as that door was closed, these guys doubled down. Now, it's still not on the South Carolina Athletic Commission website on their events calendar. That doesn't necessarily mean that the permit hasn't been mailed in and stuff hasn't been done. I will tell you this, man. There's some guys featured on this show that don't have their license yet. Technically, you're supposed to have the permit. Not technically, legally, you're supposed to have the permit in at least 2 weeks before your show. I don't think that was done, but sometimes, you know, they'll work with you, whatever. But there's a lot of guys that are going to need their wrestling licenses to be on this show. The original card that was shared with me featured, and this goes along with something I'm going to talk about later, featured some out-of-state talent, featured some guys from Florida, featured some guys who haven't worked yet in South Carolina this year. However, I think the lateness of getting the card together, that there's going to be a lot of familiar faces. You know, guys who have been wrestling everywhere in South Carolina simply because, I mean, kudos to them. They got their licenses and they've been getting opportunities. And it's going to be the same thing here. There's going to be a lot of familiar faces. I believe Ethan Case is scheduled to appear, Drew Adler, Billy Brash, guys like that. Obviously Jackson James is the one kind of putting on the show. And best of luck to them. Again, two shows in upstate South Carolina, 15 minutes apart. That's great. The fans, it's a winner. Competition's good. So I'm interested to hear what they do. I don't know if this is going to become a regular thing. I don't know how well you can pull off regular shows there in downtown Greenville. I know they posted some stuff about the parking today on Facebook. I don't know. Again, I said it last week. I wanted this show to happen. It's not like I didn't want this show to happen. I was just telling you the facts that I didn't think it was going to happen. So I'm glad they are. I hope they have a great show. Again, I want everybody to prosper. Again, Old Crow Wrestling going to be right there in Greenville. Let's talk about the former ECW and WWE star making an appearance in the upstate in May. As far as I know, the deal has been signed. It has been confirmed. And it's going to be Al Snow coming to Golden Corner Wrestling in Seneca for Mayfest. And it's going to be Friday night, May the 25th, right there in Seneca, South Carolina. I am hearing that there could possibly be a seminar involved either early Friday afternoon. That's what I'm hearing. But they have Golden Corner Wrestling. Kudos to them. They have booked Al Snow for this big event. They're also bringing in Ricky Morton, George South, Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant. You know, some of the staple guys who make appearances at shows like this. But to me, Al Snow, it's possible that Al Snow I believe he was at the Strawberry Festival last year. But that's lower part of the state. But as far as the upstate, maybe with big time wrestling at some point in the last two or three years, I'm not 100% sure. But I'm excited for that. I'll be actually helping out at that show, doing some commentary, doing some video, and happy to work with them. And Al Snow is one of those guys I've never met, so looking forward to meeting him. Let's talk about PWX Rise of a Champion. Didn't talk about PWX a lot on the regular show today, because as we get closer to Rise of a Champion, I'll be kind of pushing that, man. Some great match announcements. I mentioned earlier, I'm a pastor in Westminster, South Carolina. And so a 3 o'clock show on a Sunday, that's 2.5 hours away from me is hard to make sometimes. But I'm telling you, I'm trying to work it out to make this show. Some great, Rich Swann and Chip Day for the ITV title. That's going to be great. But this triple threat main event, okay? I talked about it last week. Ethan Case, Anthony Henry, James Drake. This is just tremendous. I was already excited, and I think everybody else was, about the prospect of the rematch between Drake and Henry. And then you add Ethan Case in the mix. And I told you last week I couldn't make a pick. I thought it was Case or Drake. But I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb. And this is 100% Heath Mulliken speculation. Okay? Total speculation. I have no insider knowledge of this. I'm just reading the tea leaves. I know Anthony Henry and James Drake at Evolve 100 and 101. Rave reviews for those two guys. Rave reviews. I think Ethan Case is walking out of Rise of a Champion with a title. I think he's going to be the PWX Heavyweight Champion. Which, if you had told me that 18 months ago, I would have said no way. Because it appeared to me, and just reading some things, and again, just speculating. I'm willing to be wrong on my speculating. It just looked like I got a sense Ethan Case had kind of walked away from PWX and didn't win a match in PWX in 2017. I went back and checked. Had the injury. I didn't know what his future held in PWX. So I was just as surprised as everybody. Not only that he was in Battlefield X, but that he won the thing. And now, a month ago, Ethan Case is not even in PWX conversation. And now, I think he's walking out the champion. Now, if that happens, what does that mean for PCW? Palmetto Championship Wrestling. Ethan Case is the head trainer down there at the Palmetto Wrestling Academy. Ethan Case is the booker for PCW. I'm asking the question. I don't have an answer. In my window of knowledge, my window of time, I don't remember. We've never had anything like that. I mean, I'm looking back. Anthony Henry was champion. Jake Manning champion, Skyler champion, Sammy Callahan champion, Skyler champion. I'm trying to remember who was champion before Skyler. In my time here, you didn't have a booker that was a champion anywhere else except other than maybe where he was booking. It's very common for a booker to put themselves as the champion in the promotion they're booking for. Some guys completely shy away from that. That's the last thing they want to do is make themselves champion in their promotion. So I'm just curious. I'm fascinated by this. Like I want everybody to be successful, but I'm completely fascinated by what PWX is going to do at Rise of a Champion. So let me, you heard me on the other show, EWF, BB Naturally cashed in. He won the Bunkhouse Brawl, in January, cashed in that title shot to beat Cruiser Lewis for the EWF heavyweight title. That decision was made the day of the show. And I think it was the right decision. Tremendous night. So BB got the win, and then his match with Boomer Payne. 20 women surround the ring. I had no idea what to expect. And these were regular women. These were not, it wasn't like, people's sisters or their cousins. I mean, it wasn't like, it was legit. I mean, it was, well, you know what I mean. But just so fascinating. And, man, just enjoyable. Again, I'm hoarse because of the yelling that I did. And I probably overreacted. I was listening back to, my commentary. And I'm David Crockett and Tony Schiavone, man. That's what I grew up with. And I'd go overboard, man. I get nuts. I get emotional. Because I didn't know. Most of the time when I do commentary, I ask not to know. I just want to know the matches. I don't want to know the finish. Because I want it to be a real reaction. That's just me. Some promoters, some bookers may want you to know, hey, we're building to this. This is going to be... I had no idea BB was cashing in. And I think when you listen to it, you'll hear that. And, yeah, I yelled. And that's why I'm hoarse today. But just, man, some great stuff, man. Just some great stuff across the Carolinas. And even you get to some of these, smaller shows and smaller venues and maybe not as strong of promotions. If you're a fan in the Carolinas, it's a good time to be a fan because you got your pick. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's what I'm thinking, South Carolina Promotions, they've got to look at the landscape. They know which promotions are doing well. Which promotions are not doing well. I played, about a 10-minute interview with William Roberts. That was a 30-minute conversation. Great conversation with William. Great guy. Great heart for the business. Just super nice. Just a super nice guy. And William's like, I know what we got here in APW. We average between 70 and 80 fans. That's our crowd. He said, we max out at, 120, 130 sometimes. But most of the time, we're between 70 and 90. That's who we got. And in that building, 70 and 90 is full. It's packed. I think South Carolina Promotions, you got to look at the lay of the land. And you got to see that there is a core group of guys in South Carolina that are working everywhere. I mentioned James Johnson, Billy Brash, Ethan Case, all great guys, all great wrestlers. They've worked every show in South Carolina for PCW or APW. They've worked every show. I don't know that was the plan before the beginning of the year, but there are so many guys in South Carolina, regular performers, who don't have their licenses. James Drake doesn't have a license. TJ Boss injured. So these guys have jumped on the opportunity. So if you're a promoter in South Carolina, you got to be looking elsewhere. You got to book some other talent. I thought I had this idea. And so I'm throwing this idea out there. If somebody wants to steal it, they can. Because the thing I wrestle with, and again, if you're new to the show, if you're new to Double Dropkick Show, Mark and I started the podcast. I became partners with Mike Worsham in Golden Corner Wrestling, 2015. Did a couple of shows with him. Just wasn't working. I have nothing bad to say about Mike Worsham. Super nice guy. I'll probably go have lunch with him this week. But we decided just to part ways. No heat, no nothing. I'm working a show for him in May. Mark and I then went and worked with 3Count Pro Wrestling. Start out just doing commentary, just editing videos. And it grew to, they asked us to be part of creative. And then in 2017, the promoter, Tim Smith, had a heart attack at the end of 2016. And so I got my promoter's license. Sucked at it. I say all that to say, over the last couple of years, just got my juices flowing about what wrestling could be in the Carolinas. And who knows, maybe the crowds we drew in Liberty, maybe that's what you're going to get. We would draw between 70 and 80. And maybe that's just it. But I still have the itch. I still have the itch of, would my ideas work? Could this work? Could this draw money? Would this be an opportunity? So, the idea I was having driving home last night, super late from EWF, it's like, what if you just booked, just young guys? What if you had an entire card and it was just guys who had been working 2 to 3 years? Guys who hadn't gotten a lot of exposure, but who had potential. And I'm not saying you run every month, but what if you did some showcase shows? And you just promoted as, come see guys you're not going to see everywhere else. And you gave them main event opportunities. And you gave them opportunities to cut promos and develop their characters. And you gave them an opportunity to go out there and say, you know what? You don't have 6 minutes. You got 16 minutes. And you do your best to entertain the fans. And maybe you don't draw a big crowd, but you're keeping your costs low because you're booking newer talent. You're booking younger talent. But you're going to keep your costs low. And you give them a safe place to learn. You give them a safe place to experiment. And you got an opportunity for the fans to see. Give fans a chance to see guys that could go somewhere at the very beginning. And what if your whole show was built around that? I think there's some promotions right now doing a tremendous job. EWF is one of them. And I'm biased because I go up there. PCW is doing a great job. Everybody, PWX, a good mix of veterans, older guys, and younger guys working together. But that's just one of my ideas, man. What if you just found just super young talent? Maybe not age-wise, but guys that's only been working like 2 years. And there's a ton of them. There's a ton of guys in the business who haven't been in it that long. So there's an idea. Just to do something like that. To use the guys that are not everywhere else. I think Battlezone hit a home run. Super Hentai is coming in from Pennsylvania for Battlezone's show in April. He's never wrestled in the Carolinas before. And people are going to get to see someone who has worked in Japan legitimately. They're going to get to see him in Simpsonville, South Carolina. So how do you... Battlezone's going to have a whole roster that night of guys who mostly have not been working in other places. Maybe they're not working as much as they used to. Maybe they're slowing down or whatever. But it's going to be a great card. Michael Judas and BJ Hancock. It's going to be a great match. One of the names that I heard thrown around with Trans South is a guy named Jeff Conley, who has wrestled for places like Innovate Wrestling in the Tennessee area. And again, that's somebody a lot of people haven't heard of. You can go on YouTube. You can find these guys. That's just something I'm thinking about. I'm thinking, how can a promotion? PWX just did something this week. They did the hashtag PWX and me. They're doing the contest. You can win a VIP package. We did it at 3 Count last year. We did a season pass where fans could buy a season pass. The plan was we were doing 4 shows in the spring, 4 shows in the fall. So you could do a spring season pass or a fall season pass. Spring season pass, you got an entrance video. You got to come to the ring. You got to do a promo in the ring. You got every show. You got in for a special meet and greet with a different talent every show. In the fall, we brought all our season pass holders to our training building. Let them get in the ring. Showed them, took them through some drills, some training drills. We didn't, you know, no bumps, nothing like that. Showed them how to run the ropes. Let them do promos. I let them sit on with me. We pulled up some old 3 Count matches. Let them do commentary with me. We made them a DVD. It was a great experience. It was fun for me. And I mean, some of the fans, it's something they still talk about. So for a promotion, how do you do something nobody else is doing? Book talent nobody else is booking and offer your fans an experience. I think PWX is trying to do that. We've thrown around some ideas in the car. You know, how can promotions build better relationships with podcasters? Talking in the sense of, I'm a podcaster, and I've had some awkward moments. You know, you go to a show, and you're trying to catch a guy for an interview, and maybe you don't. You weren't able to get in contact with the guy beforehand. And you're just trying, you know, you're not trying to get long. I tried to get maybe 3 minutes. I was just looking for something really quick. And it was awkward sometimes because guys are selling merch and when can you catch them? I think Joe's one of our new patrons. You know, their podcast, Suplexes and Microphones on YouTube. I think they've done a great job of finding a quiet place to do. Man, they do extended, really long interviews. Really good stuff. So, how can a promotion build relationships with podcasters? Well, you know, I firmly believe there are ways to present wrestling that haven't been tried before. I'm talking about the experience. I think there are things that we haven't tried. And that's the tightrope that I walk all the time. You're listening to this, you're a wrestling fan. Whatever you do now, whether you're in the business or you're not in the business, I know we got some podcasters in here. We got some people that are just fans, which is great because we need them all. We need everybody. But you just need to know, I walk this tightrope. Man, I got this idea, and do I want to share this idea, or do I want to try this idea? Do I want to do this myself? I wrestled, you know, my wife has Huntington's disease. May's Huntington's Awareness Month. Last year we did a benefit show, Fight Against Huntington's Disease. And I really was wrestling with booking a show this year for May. And what that could look like, and doing something different, doing, you know, kind of a tournament, or I just wrestled with that, and it was hard. I'm still on the fence. I'm sitting here talking about it. I am still on the fence, man. I don't know what I'm going to do, but that's the thing wrestling does, man. It hooks you, and you're thinking about it and plotting about it. And as I'm recording this, Elimination Chamber's going on. I haven't been watching. I'm consumed with independent wrestling right now. I'm consumed with Carolina's wrestling. I have not been keeping up with WWE. I'll go, you know, watch the last 2 hours or so. And that's one of the reasons our group on Facebook's become so popular, because people are tired of WWE. So anyway, I just think there's opportunities for promotions to work together. I think the old, you know, the old deal where everybody had heat with each other, I think those days are gone, hopefully. I think there's enough wrestlers, there's enough paying customers for everybody to prosper without stepping on anybody's toes. I think there's enough market share out there for all. I mean, all of our podcasts are a little bit different. I think there's room for all of us. I'd love to see us all work together. I mean, I'd love to see us all just get along and prosper and enjoy professional wrestling together. So again, cannot say enough. Thank you. Thank you for supporting this labor. It's a labor of love. I have just fallen in love with what I'm doing. I love going to shows. Mark and I, we're recording this week, and the last time I recorded, man, it was just this renewed energy, this lack of pressure, we're just comfortable in our own skin. We're comfortable with who we are. We're comfortable with what our podcast is. I don't get bent out of shape, you know, if we don't have as many downloads as we used to have. You know, at the end of the day, I say, you know, did we have fun? And are the people who are supporting us financially, are we giving them their money's worth? And so, you know, you vote with your dollars. And so thanks again so much for your support. Please do not hesitate. Please, please, please. Cannot say this enough. Send me a message on Facebook. Call me. Here's the phone number. 336-465-1635. I would love to talk with you. If there's something you want to hear on behind the scenes, you know, I've got my ear to the ground. I'm trying to catch a little bit of everything. You know, next week I'll have even, you know, more behind the scenes details of some of these shows. I hope to get that confirmation on, you know, what's happening with CWA. Some cards will be finalized. So that's where we're at. So God bless each and every one of you. I hope you have a great, great week. And again, thanks for your support. Thanks for being a patron of the Double Dropkick Show. This is Heath Mulliken. We'll see you soon.